calling this meeting of May 6th to order the Peru Select Board here at 5:32. First item of business is to review and approve minutes from 2 weeks ago. If you all had a chance to look.
Yeah,
want to make a motion?
I'd like to motion that we approve those minutes.
I second it.
All right. And a vote
aye.
On that?
Aye.
Ayes.
Great. Aye. Uni, accepted. Request to change the agenda. Are you bringing something new to us? Or are you happy with public comment?
It could be a public comment.
All right.
Yeah.
Moving on. No requests? Any other requests to change the agenda? No? All right. It's public comment time. What's on your mind, public?
What's on my mind is I had a meeting recently with our network people for the office, and they proposed some changes that I don't want to act on until I've consulted with the Select Board. Should I share them, or is that... they want to add a... I brought up that no one can print because... And I'm looking at you, Miss Tech Lady, because this is really like a, should I even listen to this? They want to add an access switch and a P whatever so that you guys and anyone else who's part of the town.
Oh, that comes in and can print.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that's what's on the table. There's also a movement to remove for, to maintain adequate protection and privacy, but remove like comprehensive packages for certain computers. Like Wayne, you have a full package for protection. But I'm not sure if you only use email or if you use everything that's on that computer in the garage. I don't even know.
I don't have one in the garage.
Oh.
The only time I've come up and used that one once.
Perfect. Are you okay if we switch your privacy protection to just your email?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're working on that one, that one's protected. Like that monitor is protected, so it doesn't.
Yeah, and there's some stuff on there I do, but I haven't been up in here.
Okay. Cool. It won't change any of your abilities.
Well, my abilities are pretty slim, so it wouldn't take much to change it.
Yes. Okay. And then Jack and I have to duke it out about. We both share that computer, but whose account maintains the protective suite? What are your thoughts on an access switch and a?
So what are they doing? Do you have a proposal for them on what they're
not
doing
yet?
Actually? Okay.
This is floating. This is me floating.
So right now. I assume right now the only people that can print are the computers that are on this network.
Yeah,
and you don't
we're all hardwired.
Correct, and you don't want to just let anybody... Right, so it sounds like, I'm assuming what they're going to do is they're going to have an access point.
Yes.
That it will be password protected.
Yes.
And it will, and the only people you will either add, whether they'll add the people that can print to that network... and they will be able to print to the print.
Yeah. Do you think generally good idea? Would you guys like that? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I would just print stuff at home, but I think this shouldn't cost that much.
Yeah. I have to wait until the proposal comes in. I just wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I might bring it to you guys when I have the proposal. It might be another week or two before they get it to me, but.
I mean, the one thing you may want to ask them is the plan to just password protect it or also actually make people, like, if I'm going to come here, I have to give them sort of my MAC address of my computer and that only that, like, I kind of like that better.
You like that
because
better?
Because otherwise, if it's just password protected, like, I could go get the password to 1,000 people.
Right.
I don't think you want them doing that.
Okay, cool.
So it really should be based on your device.
That's the end.
And they may have already said that's how they're going to do it. I would just ask them how they... Yeah.
What they... Okay.
Right.
That's the end of my public comment. Thank you.
Do that.
May I say something?
Yeah.
Every time we get those bills, we are paying, it seems like a really expensive monthly fee to someone.
The $712 fee, roughly, to Silway. I've done a little crowdsourcing with Londonderry, and given the size, I mean, theirs is more expensive than ours, given their size.
Do they use the same provider?
No, they use some other contractor, which I'm happy to do research into switching this over to something new, a different company, whatever. This, as I under the proposal, they've lowered our labor fees because we use them so infrequently. So that's step number one in a decrease in our invoice. And then
but that just happened.
That just happened. Yeah. Right.
So the bills you're talking about, we haven't seen that reflected yet.
Yeah. Okay.
They're
I had this meeting last Thursday.
Yeah.
Is there any ability to go like time and materials instead of just like a monthly?
It's possible.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, the person could then say, okay, the one visit you call me, I'm going to charge you what you've been paying. But you know, I don't know what you're, I don't know how often you call them. I don't know what they do for their monthly thing. Is it just an insurance policy that there's somebody there and you can call them? I mean, it's kind of like paying your plumber just at like a, it's like paying a concierge doctor, you know, like, I don't know if I'm going to need you, but when I need you, I need you.
Yeah. So I think that's what we have in place, but I think historically they have been called more frequently than in the past.
Is that because of the lack of technological expertise of the people in the office?
Yes.
It would be nice. It would be interesting. Do we have a, do they keep a record of what those calls were? It would be good to see.
I think they probably do have those diagnostics because they have things like they have who has clicked on bait emails and they have all the, they have all the stats of like how many emails people are getting, ingoing, outgoing emails. I could ask what the phone calls are about.
Yeah, it would be nice to see. Like actually, that could we start getting that? Could we start getting a record monthly as to what the services that they've had to provide are?
Yeah.
Because if some of those things are like, I don't know. I mean, some of them, you know.
There's definitely been a decline in IT needs over the past couple of weeks.
They're gonna what?
There's been a decline in IT needs in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. Is that because you're here?
Respectfully, there's someone under the age of 30.
Yes.
Working.
Whoa.
What? 30. That was my marker.
It's the cutoff.
But I, I think we're paying more than we should be, given that we have protective suites for computers that don't need it. So that step down will decrease it, but it's still in the high 600s.
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
I think from my standpoint, I would say I would feel better, and I think we as a select board would be doing our job to say, you know, if you can have a review of that and we feel good that we are paying for the services we need and paying a fair price, that would make us feel good because I think we as a select board have historically looked at those bills and been like, wow, do we really need that? Is that a needed, if it's a needed expense, then so be it. But,
and what'd you do for it?
But if we don't need it, let's get it adjusted to where we feel good that we're paying the amount we should to get the services we should.
Yep.
That would make me feel warm and fuzzy.
Okay.
But I think being able to print something, like when you're in a meeting with, VTrans.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a service I think we should add, even if it costs us a bit more, just because it's...
So regardless of what direction we go, pro to whatever I can do to get it, so you guys can print.
Well,
non-honest
like anybody who's
can
here
print.
For a meeting, I think, should be able to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. The next item, we're moving into business. I've broken road topics into two. One, new business, because I'd like to make a motion that we... accept the Fuller grading and paving bid for Upper South Road. But hang on, we got to discuss that. I think the what I put under a road foreman is the longer range strategy. The lower portion, which seems like it's now for us a more complicated topic because of Tommy Fuller's feedback, and the paving fund, and like annual budgeting. I felt like that was the bigger topic that, and we could merge them and move them around. You didn't hear anything from Hunter, did you?
No, he did. I assume he got. They were sending him the same. Carbajal was sending him the same email as us.
Okay.
He was tagged in that.
Okay.
Then he would get his price. I'll just message him and make sure he got it.
Okay.
Or his help got it, or somebody got it.
Okay. Well.
Because now we know what we got to do. But Jim came today too.
Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, the way I'd written it is, I guess my only question is whether we're ready for a motion for both culverts and paving, or we should separate them.
Can we ask questions?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
have questions.
But the paving portion, the update on that, and why I feel like we could actually move on this, is that the books line up nicely. Like, we can afford it. And it seems like all the sentiment that's there, plus some technological support we've gotten from both Hunter and from Fuller, suggests that we could do the grinding work, we could, you know, chew it up, grade it, compact it, and get fresh pavement on that, what's called the upper portion in all the bids.
For this winter?
We could do it all this summer.
Oh, we could.
And
okay.
We can,
that was my question,
pay for it, and we don't even, if the numbers are right, we don't even have to take out incredibly generous loan offer from Fuller to float us into FY27, right, if we come up a little short. Like, that's how eager he is to do it.
Okay, because our original thought was that we thought we would grind it down and we would leave it dirt.
Yep.
Through the winter, which of course nobody would really like, but
yeah.
And then we would pave it. Okay, so now we're escalating it.
Well, Fuller's feeling is really good about the base on the upper portion,
okay,
and really good about the compaction techniques, so that we don't, I'm not feeling like we need, for the best possible driving surface, we have to wait a year and get all the compaction
right,
done.
Right, because they have new compactors they put right on the excavator,
mm-hmm,
and
yeah,
really pound the ground. So,
yeah.
Is there any provision in there for like unforeseen something, like if all of a sudden they get to something and they're like, shit, this is now going to cost $30,000 more?
I mean,
I don't think there's anything else that the payment, once he gives the price or gets his final, I mean, he gave us his price, so that's cut and dry.
Okay.
Yeah.
The inches compacted, graded, ground. The only thing that I can think of would be when we're doing the culverts, we hit something.
Right. And you're doing the culverts?
No, they're so deep and you got to close the road down to do it.
Got it.
So I thought, and Andy kind of thought too, that just hiring it out and then one maybe 2 days, put them all in, done, over, and then we'll do some tune-up work, you know, clean up and.
Is the culvert done? Not done by them, though, is it?
No, it's the culverts will be done by Hunter's Escobar.
Oh, okay, so we have that. I'm sorry.
And we haven't got the price yet.
We don't have that price yet.
We just got the paperwork back from for the permits.
So do we have to wait for that quote to see if it fits within the budget?
Well, so this is independent of that. I mean, the paving fund wouldn't.
Oh.
We wouldn't pull money out of the paving fund.
Oh, I just thought it was just all roads.
No. We have a paving fund that's at, with the update for this year,
okay,
we're at $393,000 and change. And if we do the paving that Fuller has offered us, we are $7,000 from the total price.
Okay, $7,000.
That would be 406.
So we're 7,000 short.
We're 7,000 short.
Okay.
Yeah, but
Is that including grinding up all of South Road all the way?
No,
that's not
that's
including
just,
that. That's just grinding the top section
of South
paving
Road.
Paving it, compacting, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then our culvert work would come out of contract services.
Or summer,
out of the paving part.
Right.
So the only other option would be if we felt would be to go back to the original, grind the whole thing, so at least you got and not pave it. Yeah.
Well, what Fuller told me on the phone is that he's unwilling to repave the lower portion of South Road.
No, I didn't mean pave it, but I just meant if
I'll get the whole thing ground
get
up.
The whole yeah. thing ground up because I haven't been down there, so I don't know
I'm
how
not
bad
so
it
convinced
is. But
that we really need to grind it.
Are we?
I mean, it smoothed back out considerably. From
yeah.
Later.
Okay. So we're not worried about leaving that portion of South Road without grinding it.
He suggested we leave it, and the only reason. If we were going to grind it, it would be because we were getting ready to repave it.
Oh.
And to get to the other topic, he just thinks that the base is not nearly good enough to simply repave the paving job. And just because he thinks it's a waste of town money, he doesn't... He said without a lot of
to
digging,
repave it.
Yeah, the
yeah,
lower
I,
portion. He's
yeah,
just,
I wasn't suggesting that we'd repave
yeah.
that lower section of South Road. I just wondered if it still needed to be ground. I thought the whole idea was to grind the whole thing, only pave the top section, leave the other still as dirt. But I go back to the way it used to be, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But so that's why I asked the question if that was the case, was it better to... Based on the condition that it is right now, is it better just to grind the whole thing and then pave the following year? But if you're saying it's not that bad, then maybe...
From the way winter was to what it is now, pretty decent.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very passable, very pretty smooth. I mean, you got a couple of spots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are they just spots that go like this? Or
it's
is
a culvert crossing, both of them. The two bad spots are really culvert crossings.
Got it.
Yeah, it's better than the upper section now. I've been driving it a lot, just with this on my mind.
Yeah.
And certain cars that I don't want to drive on Route 11, so I go the back way.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly good.
Okay.
Don't worry. All the important parties know. You know, parts are in the mail,
okay.
That kind of thing. So.
Yeah, that's my only question.
I just think that if we knew we were headed toward... future paving on the lower portion, then sure, maybe we spring for the extra $28,000, but he wants us to take it slow, and we don't have the money anyway, so.
It'll definitely get the way it is. We'll go another couple of years just the way it is. It'll get a little bit worse, but it'll probably be better than the mud we'll have if it does turn to mud after you grind it up.
The only urgency time-wise is that since we had not been talking with Fuller, or we hadn't been talking among ourselves, that we were going to jump on this to try to get it done this summer. But if we want to, we want to be on his dance card. He's already doing the job that we approved last year, early summer. The Hapgood Pond Road part. So,
where does the $7,000 shortage come from? Or is he floating it?
Oh well, he would. I think we will find it.
Okay. Are we still waiting for grants?
Well, we got word. So we're not. I mean, we have a paving grant submitted. I'm not optimistic because
we
got one last year.
We
just got news today about the Better Roads grant. That will pay for all the culvert work on North Road. So that came in at $15,900. So we have slightly over $30,000 between two grants for two different culvert projects. And that ties in because Jim Henderson, who helps us shape the grants and get all the photos and the documentation that makes them work, said that it is common enough to take an existing grant, go back to the grantor
and say,
and
I
say,
need to put some money to...
Yes, we'd like to actually use the money over here. So
yeah. It's like my capital process at work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like we've got... Jim already spoke very optimistically about taking the first of our two grants, which is the grant and aid one, the 14.5, and using it toward the South Road culverts. And again, I just got word this morning that the other one came through. So I'll run it by him to see if he thinks that one also is flexible. But
it isn't, because that's better back roads. I went over that with him today.
Oh, you did? Okay. So
that
we've got...
that's a whole different grant program.
Okay.
So it won't qualify to do it down here.
Okay.
Because that's better back roads.
But we are getting, it's pretty sweet that we're getting.
What makes it, it has to be like a back road?
They have, it's just different grants.
Oh.
Yeah.
They qualify for different things.
Yes, different.
But you can still ask him, make sure that but that's what he told me, that where Bradford Road will, that grant goes on with this one.
But that's the reason I'm not worried about the $7,000 is that we are being paid by two state organizations for a fair chunk of stuff that would be, like, we get wages as part of this package. So a lot of Wayne and Brian's summertime is now, so we're going to spend less of the summer roads budget,
right?
Because a chunk of their summer work is going to be paid for, not by the town, but by the state, if that makes sense. So the only thing missing is the price of the...
The price of putting the culverts in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which that's kind of where we were waiting. Plus, there is going to be a little bit of an increase on the culvert prices. Because if you read Josh Carbajal's, he wants to upgrade to 24s. And me and Jim looked at them today, and there's only like one that we really can. The rest of them won't have cover enough.
That's
one of the things he said, if you get cover enough. So
one will go bigger.
One will be a 24 instead of the 18. Which,
so we're looking at like
a couple $100 more. You know, be a few more.
$8,000 or $9,000. Okay.
Right, probably 9 versus the 80. I don't remember what it was, 88.
Yeah.
Like that for the...
you were going
to... I just want to make sure you feel good about this plan. This is...
Yeah, no, it all is... And the money-wise, we're leaving up to Andy, because I don't want to be a part of that. And then not have the money to pay for.
Yeah.
In terms of the plan, that's on him. What we're doing with these roads,
what we're doing
with really
that, we need it. And the culverts have to be upgraded to 18s anyways. So the time to do them, grind it, and have it, you know, so that it's all done at once, as to pave the road, and then 2 years later, replace a culvert. And that'll make that road, all culverts are up to snuff. All 18s are bigger.
Yeah.
So that means all of South Road, even the other part, has all been upgraded before we paved it. So
sounds like we should do it.
So it sounds
cool.
Until the culverts come in at $250,000.
Well, how?
I mean, Clint is figuring somewhere around probably $18,000 to $20,000 labor for putting them in. And we buy the culverts. But a couple of days.
So it's a plan to put the culverts to the. I know that you're going to try to reappropriate, but if there is. If you don't have, if there's plenty left over, is it to come out of like a maintenance,
Well, we would have paid for the culverts.
Right.
Oh, we would have. Okay. That's,
yeah.
Okay.
That's,
no problem.
I mean, I have culverts there that
pretty
much will do what we need. I have to order a couple more, but then those we're going to go in the grant for North Road.
Yeah.
So I just have to reorder some more. And if we don't have money enough, that grant really is on for 27, not 26. That's a year ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have the money to buy the culverts, so be it. We still have another year to do that one, but then you won't get the money until 27 instead of 26. If we do it this year, I guess you get paid this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you were kind of looking at getting the money.
Well, once the work's done, be nice.
Right.
So
okay.
I think it'll all work out.
So two ways we might do this. We could consider a motion simply to commit to Fuller's bid for the upper part. And then wait 2 weeks, you know, at our next meeting, decide if we want to spend the money on the culvert installation. And
we should have a price within 2 weeks from Hunter. I can't see we wouldn't have.
It's a little wonky though, because we won't actually do the paving unless we also do the
culverts. I know, that's what I was just going to say.
So I feel like
kind of either have to roll the dice and approve it all.
That's where I was going.
You're not going to pave it and then do the culverts after.
Yeah.
Does he have
We don't know. I mean, but we've got $14,500 toward it already.
Yeah.
That I think if we committed to spending, say, 10 more than that as part of this motion, you know, so if we allowed ourselves, if we pre-approved, say, $25,000, expecting that it's going to be less than that, right?
What's the reason we can't just wait until we have it and approve it all together?
Just the worry that...
So you want to get on his schedule.
Yeah, we're in paving season, and if we... I just don't want us to miss a year because
Can we just approve the paving and then in 2 weeks approve?
Well, the problem is that... I guess that is also my concern. If, God forbid, that quote from Hunter comes in and it's like scarily not what we were thinking.
I just don't know how much time we have to play with to be on the summer paving schedule.
I mean, you're kind of committing without a quote.
I would suggest we approve the paving now, that we can tell them to go ahead. And then I don't think we can approve what we don't have yet, but we can know that we're...
But we could give ourselves... We could decide if it's below a certain reasonable amount, we've pre-approved it, and if it were to go beyond that, then we would have to meet again and reevaluate.
But that is a potential that you would then stop the paving if it was, again, I'm just playing devil's advocate, but if all of a sudden they came in at 100K, we might say, well, listen, that's putting
I can't see the culverts coming in anywhere near that. 2 days with a big excavator, what do they get? 400 a day, 500 a day for an excavator operator? So.
Yeah, I mean, you're the one who I think can estimate it. I know I can't.
I'm going to go with around 15,000 for 2 days worth of work. But I could be way off, but I don't think I'd be that far off.
Because
he's only going to really put them down in the ground, and then we're going to do most of the cleanup and that kind of stuff. So
I would be okay with approving it with a cap of 20K, and then if it comes in more, then I don't know what the commitment is to him, though. I mean, God forbid... Could you go back to him and say, all right, wait a minute, our culverts came in way more than we thought they were.
Oh, for Fuller?
Yeah.
I don't see anything that he wouldn't just say, no, we won't pave it because we can't afford it. He would let us off the hook.
Yeah.
He's not that kind of guy.
He's also on the select board, Danby, which is why he really gets the, trying to make.
Did it to us last year. So we could pay him back.
That's true.
Because we didn't get our paving done last year because he ran out of time and we were contracted to have it done before the end of the season.
Yeah.
We didn't hold him to it, so. So I think we got the upper hand, as Trump would say. Sorry, I didn't mean that.
I'm okay with that.
All right. Well, I will make a motion. Let's see here. If we said it was, you like 20K?
Yeah.
Let's round up so that the motion would be to approve $421,000. So that's 400 and a few hundred for the paving work by Fuller and 20,000 and whatever that is, 444 for the culverts to be spent on the South Road upper portion, the whole repaving package.
I second the motion.
Discussion?
Can you just outline again, just so we're clear exactly what it is?
Yeah, so the sum would be $421,000, which breaks out to being just a hair over 400,000. Oh wait, I'm sorry. I'm doing different math here. I'm looking at our total expenditures. Thank you for making me explain it again. I'm looking at the total paving budget. We've already committed to spending $115,000 this summer,
yeah.
And that's the $400,000 part. So, excellent catch. The revision, what Fuller is going to do is $285,656
plus the $20,000.
Yeah.
A cap of 20,000.
Yeah, so that's good. We were going to totally overcommit. So it's going to be 306. 306,000 would be the total. So 285 plus a little bit for Fuller and 20,000 plus a little bit for the culvert installation. Culvert installation services, right? That's with us.
Yeah.
We're buying the plastic.
We're buying the plastic. We'll furnish gravel.
He's just installing.
That we have there needed. And
So the proposal would be 306, 306,000 total, not 421.
And that is that $306,000 gets us the culverts replaced and gets us the entire upper portion of South Road.
Ground and paved.
Yeah, it's called reclaimed, graded, compacted, and then repaved with 2.5-inch base and 1.5-inch top. It's the it's the bid we looked at, but it's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that specifically outlines exactly what we're approving and what we're getting for the.
I sounds bad.
All right. Any more discussion? Ready to vote? Aye.
Aye.
All right. We've passed it. Great. Thank you all for the. Discussion. All right. The other new business, just follow up on the passage of local option taxes at Saturday's meeting. They both passed. So, and they passed unanimously. I was a little surprised by that part, but there was good discussion, and I thought it might be leading to.
A lot of people show up, or?
We had 16 voters, I think. It's passed.
No objections from any of the big players in.
No. They didn't send their lobbyists out or something. So no, they passed. We just heard Wild Wings got the alert from the state as the follow up to the regular town meeting passage of the lodging. Tracy forwarded me the email because she said she'd try to sort of keep me current on how this is working its way through the state system. So it is working.
They alerted Wild Wings of a lodging?
Well, they said if you have lodging there, so they're reaching out to businesses that might be affected. And they said, it'll start on July 1, which means they are on the schedule that they said we should be on. I think it's the pipeline is working, and we will now have the.
It's not just for lodging, or it is for lodging.
The first one. Was.
The first one, the one we passed in March, was
it's
for lodging.
For lodging, and now this one is for
sales tax,
sales
and meals and rooms,
right.
Or meals
so,
and alcohol.
Like Hapgood store would be subject to that.
Hapgood, Brahmin Market. And
was your concern that you thought that those places are like a Bromley it would be a negative effect to their guests, and so they would,
I didn't know.
I'll be honest with you. I think people just expect it now, and they don't even see it, only because I know that the town, we've had it at Stratton for, 10 years or longer, and it's just it's not even broken out to the guests, to be honest with you. They just basically, they just say it's instead of it's just another, they don't say it's, oh, you've got a 10% and a 1%. It's just you get 11%.
Somebody at the meeting said that Rutland is still publishing it as, like, this is the Rutland 1% added on.
We've never done that up at Stratton. It's just all been folded into the tax, and it's just a flat 11% on rooms and meals. And then the guest never knows.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you might get that one person that goes, isn't your tax 10%? It's like, no, there's a 1% town tax. But what's interesting about the lodging one, though, is that you think about the people who are not compliant with the town rental thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are they obligated through, if they're on like Airbnb, they're obligated through Airbnb to put in the correct tax? Does Airbnb know to do that, or is that up to Airbnb?
Yeah, so Airbnb has a relationship with the Vermont Department of Taxes.
Okay.
And
right.
Yes. So they send
unitemized. Got it.
A single payment every quarter to the state. And is that fishy or what? Like, they do not specify where the money's coming from, how many lodging.
So they could be like, skimming off that.
It is unexamined. It seems really, really fishy to me that they will not itemize. So, like, Londonderry cannot find out, like, who is paying.
Exactly.
That they were trying to quantify the two taxes they had and figure out, like, what's the restaurant portion.
Right, who's...
And what's the lodging portion. And they cannot...
So it's all combined together in one check.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, and they... You know, Tina LeBeau, the treasurer in Londonderry, did a little work back to see if they were getting more information than they were sharing. And it turns out from Airbnb, they get...
The town can't even reconcile if the amount is correct, which is really no different than the $100 rental thing, because it's honor system.
Yeah.
What's worse about the Airbnb one, though, is that at least in the $100 one, you're not getting anything. I would hate to think that Airbnb is taking the money and not paying it to the town. That's a problem.
Yeah.
There's actually money that they're, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. We're not going to solve that here tonight.
No,
but,
no, we're not.
No, but anyway, we're going to have more tax revenue here. Whether it's all the tax revenue we should get or not.
So does that get allocated to something?
No, general fund.
It goes into a general fund.
Yeah, which kind of sets up the... Wayne, what do you think we should be setting aside in the paving fund? We're doing 50K a year right now. And that
the way the prices are going up, if you're going to do another section, which coming up, which would either be the rest of South Road or whatever we do down there, or another section on Hatfield Pond Road, like from the streets up to where Fuller goes, I mean, you're looking $300,000 now. So if we drain our account, you're 3 years. If you went up to 100,000, you're 3 years out to do another paving project. So, I mean, it seems like an awful jump to go from 50 to 100, but if you're going to get anything done in a reasonable time. And that's 50 on that one. And then when we had the new pavement, what was that one? Because that...
Well, there's only one fund. Remember,
you took away the new paving, so there was they allocated 50 to that one too. Back in the day,
I don't know. I haven't gone back to see. I've only looked since. I mean, what Cheryl and I talked about is the combined fund as opposed to how it used to
be.
Right.
I didn't know if they combined the money from the other one into resurfacing. If they didn't, if they were given 50 and 50. We're right back to where we were anyways.
Yeah. But I think the timing, the idea that we might have some additional revenue for the town that we're not used to, maybe we want to see how that goes through the first two quarterly payments. I mean, obviously we don't have to set a budget for quite a while, but
do we have any exposure into what that 1% will be? I think I asked that last time.
I mean, if it's less than 100K, I'd be surprised because of the reported revenue of Bromley alone.
Right.
So, but if you add, you know, and again, we'll see, but Bromley Market, Bromley Resort,
right?
You know, the few hotels, the Sun Lodge, Seesaws, Hapgood Store.
If they sell the Wylie Inn as an inn, then
maybe that. Yeah, I mean, but...
Yeah,
I mean, if you take the state's cut out of it, right? They keep either 25% or it may be reduced to 20% of the 1%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, on sales of $13 million at Bromley, 10%, or I mean, 1% would be 130 minus that quarter. So, I think $100,000 seems like a pretty good ballpark. See what happens.
I'm not going to turn it down.
But anyway, I think it's...
Thanks,
Harriet. We had more in the fund than I thought we did. And so I wasn't... When we started this whole consideration, I was not thinking we would have the money to pave anything on South Road. But we had a pretty good savings there. And it'll be gone soon. So I think we got to look at possibly a big ticket item there. The only old business, an update came in on Monday. Taconic and Green School Board voted unanimously to add Ben Tuff to the board.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad they took the time to think about that.
They went through, they said they... What they were public about is that they interviewed two candidates and, you know, all that happens in executive session. But I went to the meeting, you know, virtually on Monday just to hear what the result was. And
perfect.
So we have the vacancy filled. It is done. Any other business? Popping, so we should. Any business? We could move to just the business of reviewing bills and approving payments after we stop recording. Is there anything else we want to tuck in to the public session? No? Thank you for all the documents. A motion to adjourn?
I second the motion.
All right.
Okay, I'm at
you. Wait, you can. Thank you, Wayne.
Bye, thanks, Wayne.
Bye, Wayne.
Ben,
thank
I'll
you.
Let you make the. I was asking if there was a motion, but I'll let you make it.
Glory second. Adjourn.
All right.
And I second.
We have all voted in favor of adjourning at 6:15.